It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman, and we've got a couple of things that we're going to talk about as far as Helper City is going, and we're heading into those fall months, and there's always something really great that is just right around the corner going on up there in Helper. So we'll talk about a couple events that are coming up that are everybody in the county knows all about them, and it's time to get to planning and get ready for them. Lanice, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's start talking about, this is fairly new information. You said you just got the approval for a CIB grant yesterday?
That's correct. So we submitted an application and the board tentatively approved it this past summer. However, their funding meeting takes place at the Capitol. So we were present yesterday and had the official word that the project was funded. So we will be looking to 2024 to build new public works garages to make them more efficient, effective, functional. And as we do that, we're actually going to blend the facade. So you're not going to see a gigantic metal structure, but it will have a brick facade in tune with the old City Hall building with kind of matching windows on the garage doors. We're trying to figure that out now. But it should enhance our main street, not detract, and give them a safe, clean, better working environment than the cinder block garages that they've been in for the past 67 years.
So is it going to kind of stay the same footprint, or are you going to expand anything, or do you even have room to expand
that? It's going to be larger, probably with a mezzanine, which will take it about 3 feet above the existing City Hall. Where they can have storage and really organize, you know, tools which sit outside today, along with being able to double park vehicles as a pull through. Again, our vehicles sit outside 24/7, you know, all year long. So we think we'll see a strong return in a lot of different ways with this upgrade, and just giving them a clean, better working environment. Is going to be nice. If you've ever walked in there, it's unlevel. The cinder blocks are falling apart. It's cold when it's cold. It's hot when it's hot. And it'll just be a really big improvement for our public works group.
It's time.
Yes,
or
very
past
much.
Time, maybe it even sounds like.
Right.
And that'll be looking forward to that maybe next spring, next summer, starting on that?
Yes. So we have finalized our drawings. We have performed our survey work. So we will probably break ground in the spring. We'll obviously have to plan for storage of current equipment and other things to demolish those buildings, level it out. We'll want to make sure we're taking care of power because the festival utilizes power from that building. So we're going to make sure we're thinking ahead and including everything that we need to do as we go through the rebuild.
All right. And since you brought that one up, you talked about the festival. It seems like there's always something great that's going on in Helper. We've now put vibes to bed for the summer and for the fall and the winter months. We have one coming up in it's the first weekend there in November. It's the St. Anthony's Catholic Carnival. Always a big event.
Absolutely. This is their single most important fundraiser for St. Anthony's, and it always receives a great deal of community support. Holly and Cole Stapley are chairing that event and, of course, doing the great jobs that they always do when they're working on behalf of the community. So it'll kick off that Thursday, November 2nd, with the traditional turkey dinner and then the carnival rolling out Friday and Saturday. And I'm sure you'll have future guests giving you a whole bunch more details.
We always do. It's always a lot of fun, even to just take and take an evening, even just to go down and have fun and bring the whole family out and, you know, get some kielbasa, get a burger. It's not the Catholic Carnival unless you've had a kielbasa and even a side of nachos. And so get ready for that. That's coming up. And then also coming up not too far away. So that means it's time to make your plans, start thinking ahead, maybe getting your family, your friends, your business together and putting a float in the parade because Helper's Christmas Town is coming.
Absolutely. So that'll actually kick off As we close out Thanksgiving, you know, we'll do the lights on ceremony. Mark Montoya, Brenda Dieter do just an amazing job carrying that banner for the community. You know, I think we're looking at year 34 or so. So it's a, you know, I look at certain events in our community and I see them as really stakeholders in that they've carried us through some tough times in Helper, and now they get to enjoy where Helper is now revitalized, and they're just a key component of that because they were there in our dark days and they're still going strong in our brighter days.
It's always, you know, is always a fun time. And the other thing too is it brings people back to Helper that have maybe moved away. It's always, always a good time. So be looking for more information on that. I think it's out there right now.
It is.
So head on over to their Facebook page. I believe it's just Helper Utah's Christmastown. All the information is there. Get your floats planned and get ready to just have fun that whole weekend. You know, the parade takes place two nights. Go both nights and have a good time.
I would also point out we will be hosting the Vivaldi Christmas again.
Once again, yes.
Yes, so we're really building a tradition there, and that is just an amazing event. If you want to hear Christmas tunes to a classical level with amazing musicians, look for that happening at the Rio in December as well.
It's going to be a great, great end of the year. Man, I can't believe I'm saying that already, but it's going to be a great end of the year up in Helper. Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming in today. We really appreciate you. And keep things going in Helper the way they're going.
Oh, things are going well, and we're just going to continue to knock down projects that improve the community for all of us.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman about a new public works building that'll be coming next spring. They'll get started, and then some great fall and winter events that are going on up in Helper. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.